sons, his daughters sing.
Oh, I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King.
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand. I want to be standing by your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come. Let it live in me. This is my prayer. This is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. It's a song of your redeem, as the saints of every nation are awakening to sing. From our hearts there comes an anthem. Oh, hear our praises ring. This is a song to the King, that the worshipers.
Praise God. Isn't it good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. We had church here last night, didn't we? You enjoy the word of the Lord, Brother David Gadman. Just blessed our hearts. Amen. You know, the picture that was being painted was a very sad picture. But when he brought it back around, the believers has got great hope. Here we are in this old world. Here we are living here in Satan's Eden. Here you are. Heaven's pushing down, torment's pushing up, and you're caught right in the middle. But aren't you glad there's an escape route? Aren't you glad there's a man here that can turn on the light? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give him one more hand clap of praise if you love him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Harry, won't you sing that first verse for me one more time, if you will? Let's help him sing this morning. Now, we've come to have a church. We're right smack dab in the middle of a big holiday. A lot of folks gone, traveling, vacating, different meetings, different places. But you're here. Now, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about being here? Are you going to enjoy this service? Are you going to put your shoulder to the wheel? Are you going to help push? Don't make us pull you. Don't make us pull you. You're going to help push this thing, right? Somebody say, I will push. I will push. Give him one more hand clap of praise this morning.
Father, I see that you are drawing.
Oh, yes.
A line in the sand. I want to be standing on your side, Lord.
Oh,
holding your hand. So let your kingdom come. Let it live in me. This is my prayer. This is my plea.
Let the worshipers arise. Let his sons, his daughters.
surrendering my all. I surrender to the King.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes while we look at our prayer request this morning. Thank you for turning me on there. Appreciate that. Praise the Lord. I couldn't hear nothing for just for 8 minutes or so. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love those guys in the back. They do the very best they can, and what they've got to work with ain't much up here, I'll tell you that. But we appreciate them. We certainly do. Our prayer request this morning, this is Brother Gabriel. I'll probably butcher this last name. Latang. I hope I got that name close to being right. Living in Lethbridge, Alberta. Asking for prayer for his children who are being tormented by epilepsy seizures. And just asking that we would remember those children in prayer as we pray that the Lord would be mindful of them. He knows that he knows God can do the work, and he believes in your prayer. So we want to just commit those needs unto the Lord this morning. Sister Linda Jablonski says, I have a very urgent unspoken prayer request. Wants to know she loves all of her brothers and sisters and appreciates you for your prayer. So let's remember those needs today. Sister Boone says to please remember Sister Clara Davis, having a lot of different health issues, unable to be in the service today. We want to remember her as we pray. Brother Baker has a very urgent unspoken prayer request. He'll just commit that to the Lord. And a special request for Phyllis Doss, that's Sister Carrie Arwood's mother. They're asking that we would remember her in prayer today. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have a need today, something you'd like for this group to pray about, we're serving a wonderful risen Savior, aren't we? Do you believe that with all your heart this morning? Isn't it good to be a Christian? Isn't it good to love the Lord? Isn't it good to have a purpose in life? You know, in the midst of all this turmoil and all that's going on, stay calm. He has got this ship under control. Do you believe that with all your heart this morning? Could we stand? Brother Rob, I want you to come this morning. Take us to the Lord in prayer. We just commit these things unto the Lord. Let's pray for our pastor and the meetings in Indiana, all the folks that's traveling on the highways. God will give them traveling mercy. We love this guy right here, don't we? Appreciate you, brother. God bless you. Amen.
Brother Louis is such an encouragement to me. I thank you. I thank you so much. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, once again we come before you in thanksgiving and prayer, Lord. Thank you once again. We come with prayer requests that have been given, and we recognize in ourselves that we are nothing, Lord God. But with you in us, we become the heir of all things, Lord. And so we come in nature like you, coming before you, and you're not ashamed to call us brothers, and we come before you. And we ask, Lord, these petitions, Lord, to be met with thanksgiving in our hearts, knowing that you want to see these things fulfilled in our lives. And we're thankful, Lord, for the answer. And we trust you. The most dearest prayers I've ever had in my life is just, come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your grace to us. I pray, Lord God, for the service today. I pray for the ones that are on the road. I thank you, Lord, for the country that we've been given, Lord, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. I thank you, Lord, for the visitors in our gates and the thanksgiving, Lord, that we'll have this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rob. God bless you. I want Brother Daniel Nunley to come up to the platform just for a second, if you would, before we sing a song this morning. Let me make this announcement. I asked Brother Daniel to say something about this holiday that we're in. He, being a veteran himself, has got a lot more insight on things, and we want to say something about somebody that means a lot to us here in the assembly this morning. But before we do that, let me make this announcement. There's going to be a lot of festivities at the pavilion this afternoon at 6:30. Everybody is invited to be there. They want you to bring a dessert, something to snack on. I think that, according to Brother Michael, Brother George, about 6:30 this afternoon. Everybody's invited to be there. So if you would remember that, if you can go, I'm sure you'll have a good time. Appreciate this little guy right here too, don't we? Amen. Amen. Love Brother Daniel. God bless you, buddy.
I like that when you say little guy. Amen. My wife disagrees with you a little bit there, but I'd like to just say a few things about July the 4th. On this day in 1776, there was 56 men, well, I said this day, actually it was July the 2nd. They came together and signed a Declaration of Independence. And I was thinking on the way to church, why would they call it July the 4th when they sang on July the 2nd? And I happen to think that 4 is restoration, where God said he'll restore all things. And Brother Brown said 4 was restoration. I hope I pronounced that right, so you know what I'm talking about. But it only makes sense that on July the 4th, being what it is, that God sent a prophet to us, to the United States, to restore. So it has to be on the 4th. It just makes sense. Anyhow, amen. But, you know, it's just so many things that I could say about July the 4th, but I just wrote a little short thing down here, and I wanted to mention something else at the end. But have you ever wondered what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declarations of Independence? 5 were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary War, or the army, and another had 2 sons that was captured. 9 of them fought and died from wounds of hardships of the war. Of the 56 men, 24 of them were lawyers. 11 were merchants. 9 was farmers and plantation owners. Men of means, well educated. But they signed the Declaration of Independence, knowing fully well that the penalty would be death if they were captured. Amen. Those guys pay a price. Independence meant something to them. And I was thinking about some people in our church. Brother Charlie Torres, he fought in World War II. I think he was flying over France. And his plane got shot down. He parachuted out, I think, to the bomb bay door or something, but Brother Charlie was spared. I think the pilot got killed in the accident. To him, liberty means something. Amen. And Brother Calvin Wood, he came in right at the rise of World War II. I sent him over to Germany. He told me before about seeing trees with the ropes hanging out of the trees, where they would tie those Jewish people and let the dogs come and eat them up. And different things to them, liberty means something. Amen. Amen. To us, when Christ went to the cross, when he paid that price on Calvary, when that blood was shed, when those stripes was put up on his back, to us it should mean something today. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for independence. Most of all, I'm thankful for Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Now, before we sing this morning, if you have served this country in the armed forces, different branches, would you just raise your hand this morning? All of you that have served, raise them real, real, real high. Let's give all these folks a nice hand this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Appreciate all of your service, the time that you invested, and may God bless you richly. You know, it says Independence Day, and it's been celebrated across the world, across America this weekend. But, you know, really, I like to look at it as this. This is dependent day for Christians because we're dependent on Him. We're not independent of Him. We appreciate liberty. We appreciate our freedom. But we appreciate the fact we've got somebody that we can depend on. Is that right? When you think about your problems, think about this. There's a lot of people got it a lot tougher than you do today. Remember that. Let's sing this song. Just want to sing it this morning. I want you to help us. I want you to lead us on the verses. Please forgive me. How many of you feel like sometimes you just need to say, Lord, just forgive me for being a sorry human being. Just forgive me. Amen. Let's sing that with all of our heart today.
My sleep is gone. My heart is full of sorrow. I can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that waits for me tomorrow. When the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground.
Please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you until my dying day. Help others find the way at your mercy. Please forgive me.
Can't believe the God of earth and glory.
Hallelujah.
He would take the time to care for one like me. But I read in the Bible that old story, how He pled for my forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
While He was hanging on the tree. Forgive me, oh Lord, I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you, I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you until my dying day. Help others find the way at your mercy. Forgive me.
I need your
grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I will serve you until my dying day. And help others find the way at your mercy. Forgive me. I can't believe the God of earth and glory.
Hallelujah.
He would take the time to care for one like me. But I read in the Bible that old story, how He pled for my forgiveness while He was hanging on the tree.
Oh, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I need
your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve
you
until my dying day. Help others find your mercy. Please forgive me.
Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus we sung last night. My chains are gone. I've been set free. Are you glad about it this morning? Somebody say praise the Lord. Turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church today. My chains are gone.
I've been set free by God my Savior, ransomed me,
and like a flood His mercy rained, unending love, amazing grace, my chains are gone, I've been set free, my God, my Savior, ransom me. Mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
Chains are gone.
I've been set free.
Your ransom me.
He ransomed me and like a flood, His mercy. She reigns,
unending love. Ushers, if you want to come. Oh, my chains are gone. We've been set free.
My God, my Savior,
ransom me.
He ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy. She reigns,
unending love, amazing grace.
The Lord has promised good to
Hallelujah.
Me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield.
Hallelujah.
And portion me.
Amen.
As long as life endures.
Oh, my chains are gold. I've been set free. My God, my Savior,
you ransom me. And like a flood, His mercy. She reigns,
unending love,
amazing grace,
unending love,
amazing grace.
Amazing grace. Do you appreciate it with all your heart this morning? Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated. Brother Harry's going to give us a song. We'll welcome all of our visitors again to the service today. If you're here as a visitor, the Lord bless you. So glad to have you, Brother Joseph. Got to be here with his dad this weekend. We certainly appreciate getting to see him. Certainly glad to have him here in the service. All of our visitors, the Lord bless you. Sister Arendt's brother and his family here again with us in the service today. God bless you. Glad to have you folks with us. And those that are streaming today, I pray this service will be a great blessing to those folks. We appreciate that little fella right over there, too, though. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sing it, buddy.
I just changed place so it would look like somebody different was singing. You know, when this world's falling apart, and it's amazing to me how people don't see that the world's falling apart. But I'm glad that in this time that the world is falling apart, I have a hiding place. In the distance I can see a storm cloud coming my way. And I need to find a shelter before it starts to rain. So I turn and run to You, Lord.
You're the only place to go where unfailing love surrounds me when I need it most. You're my hiding place, safe in your embrace. I'm protected from the storm that rages. When the waters rise and I run to hide, Lord, in you I find my hiding place. I'm not asking you to take away my troubles, Lord, for it's through the stormy weather I can learn to trust you more. So I thank you for the promise that I have come to know, where unfailing love surrounds me when I need you most. You're my hiding place, safe in your embrace. I'm protected from the storm that rages. When the waters rise, I can run to hide. Lord, in you I find my hiding place. You're my hiding place, safe in your embrace. I'm protected from the storm that rages. When the waters rise and I run to hide, Lord, in you I find my hiding place. Lord, in you I find my hiding place.
Gadman from Brother Homer Longoria's Assembly in Alabama is going to be speaking again for us this morning. We certainly enjoyed him last night, and just looking forward to what the Lord would have for us again today. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Give him one more hand clap of praise if you love him this morning. Let's sing this little chorus as Brother David comes to bring us the word of the Lord this morning. Yes, I know my God is good. Oh, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. Not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Well, I said my God is good. You know
yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole. Once in a while, He's good all the time.
believe He's good? All the time. Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. Appreciate the Lord this morning. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You love Him?
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's good to be here again this morning. Amen. Good to be in your midst. Amen. Just take my coat off and just get ready. Amen. I appreciate, you know, everyone that's here this morning. You know, got a house full this morning. Amen. Amen. Just appreciate the Lord, you know, and just, you know, that's kind of, you know, brother, I remember what brother Terry said Wednesday, and when brother Donnie texted me and asked me if I could come, which I usually tell everybody it's an honor, you know, just to, you know, stand somebody's pulpit where they're gone, you know, just an honor, and appreciate brother Donnie having confidence in us and everything. So we just appreciate that. So we just say thank you to everybody, you know, and we just love each and every one of you. You're always in our prayers and everything. I sure hope and trust that I'm in y'all's prayers. Amen. So we just, you know, I said appreciate everybody. Again, thank Brother Louie for the little Debbie cakes. You know, I like Christmas time. Because they come out a couple years ago, them new ones. Look like Christmas trees. Red velvet, that green icing. I tell you, them things with a cold glass of milk, they're just good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But we appreciate each and every one of you. So we say we love you. Love the Lord. Amen. So if you have your Bibles this morning, we'll just get right into this and try not to hold you too long, but you know, just as long as you know God wants. And you know, we just want to be submitted and to Him and whatever He wants for us. Amen. We don't want to put no limits on God. Amen. So in the book of Psalms, we'll be coming from the 68th chapter of Psalms and then Hebrews 11, chapter 11. Amen. So we just appreciate Him this morning. Amen. Once again, it's good that my son got to come with us. Amen. Just so, you know, may let him drive most of the way home today. So, you know, so. We appreciate him. Psalm 68 and verse 4. It says, sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. If I'm not mistaken, that word Jah right there, it's a short version of Jehovah, which really means God is. Amen, God is. And then Hebrews 11, chapter and verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you this morning. We appreciate you so much, Father. Lord, we just so appreciate you of waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right mind, Father, and allowing us to once again come to your house, Lord Jesus, to worship you in spirit and in truth, and to worship you with brothers and sisters of like precious faith. What a privilege we have, Father, to do that, Lord Jesus. We're so thankful for that, Lord God. And we just ask, oh God, that you just help us, oh God, this morning, Lord, as we endeavor to try to say something that would help your people, Lord. We sure don't want to be a hindrance, Lord, but we want to be a help, Father. And so we just ask, oh God, that you just come now, Lord. And Lord, may I move the vessel aside and you speak, Lord God, this morning, Lord. Use my lips, Lord. Use my voice, Lord. Whatever you would have for us this morning, Lord God, if you'd want me to leave my notes or whatever, Father. Lord, you just have your way, Father. Because, Lord, this is not our service, but this is your service, Lord. You have the preeminence, Lord. You have the full authority, Lord, in this service, oh God. We've came this morning. We've read the prayer request. We prayed. We've invited you here, Lord God. And the prophet of God said, you keep all your appointments, so Lord. Lord, I believe you're here this morning, Lord, to do what no other power can do, Father. So, Lord, I just ask, Lord God, that you just help us this morning, Lord God. We know, the Lord, that we have a promise in your word that when the word goes forth, Lord, it will not return back void, for it will go out and it accomplish what it is meant to accomplish, what its purpose for is here this morning, Lord. If it's to rebuke, then, Lord, rebuke. If it's to exhort, exhort. If to lift up, whatever it's to do this morning, Lord, we want you to have your way, Lord God. Grant it, Father. Anoint my lips, Lord. Let me speak, Lord, what you would have me to say, Lord. Refrain from those things that you would not want me to say, Father, and anoint the hearts and ears of the listener this morning, Father, that when they leave this building, that we can all say, like they did on the road to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as you talk with us along the way, Father, and we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to take for a little thought this morning, God is. God is. And I was thinking, you know, and as the brother got up, listening there in the back, you know, and about the 4th of July, and he got up, he said, and about the 56 men, and I didn't really know that, though I liked history when I was in school, but I guess, didn't start that part about what happened to the 56 men and what, you know, what Brother Daniel said, what independence meant to them. Amen. And then what independence and liberty means to, like, Brother Charlie and different ones. Amen. I remember one time, and first time I ever ran down the aisle of a church. Amen. We had a brother preaching for us, and he was actually a POW, a prisoner of war. And you know, it wasn't like no television show or something. It was real awful and everything. And he said, you know, one time that they wanted him to carry this big old heavy log, and he couldn't lift it and everything. And so he tried to lift it because he knew that if he didn't lift it, he'd get beat and everything. And so he got to trying, and all of a sudden he felt somebody or knew there was somebody behind him and lifted it and helped him lift it up and carried it to where he was supposed to carry it. And Brother Charlie, when he got down there and they laid it down, he turned around and there was nobody there. Amen. But he knew it had to be something that was supernatural. Amen. I thank God. Amen. And so he began to, after he got through preaching, he told that story about that, and he began to dance down the aisle. He knew what it meant to be free. Amen. I thought to myself, and all I said was, I wish I could feel what he felt. And before I knew it, Brother Terry, something hit me, and I was down that aisle before I even knew it. Amen. That's God. And he's still real this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so they know what liberty is. And I tell you what, we as Christians, amen, you say, well, you was raised in this or whatever. That don't matter. We ought to know what real liberty is. That God could take me and you, a nobody, and make a somebody out of us. Amen. Kind of reminds me of that story where the prophet said he was in a little museum and he seen that black brother. Amen. And he looked through a window there in that museum. Then he stepped back and seen tears running down his cheeks. He went over there and asked him, said, Uncle, what's the matter? He said, I'm a minister. He said, come here. I want you to look at something. He said, I want you to feel something. He said, it was a slave belt. Amen. The scars of a slave belt. And he said, look through that glass there. You see that dress? You see that spot, red spot, that red stain on that dress? That's the blood of Abraham Lincoln. And that's the one that blood took a slave belt off of me. And Brother Branham said, if that can make a slave, the blood of Abraham Lincoln step back and cry, what about the blood of Jesus Christ that took the slave belt of sin off of me and you this morning? Amen. No wonder we ought to sing praises to God. Amen. We ought to rejoice. Amen. Because God has set us free. Amen. We ought to rejoice and be happy in the Lord. Amen. Maybe not so much happy, but be joy, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. You know, joy and happy, that's two different words. And they come from have two different meanings. Happy comes from happer, happen. In other words, in order for something to make you happen or happy, something has to happen to you. like Brother Donnie shaking your hand, or they sing your favorite song, or you get the raise on the job, you're happy because something happened to you. But if it didn't happen, if you didn't get the raise, if Brother Donnie didn't shake your hand, if Brother Louie didn't sing your favorite song, amen, it shouldn't matter, because if you got the joy of the Lord, no matter if nobody shakes my hand, no matter if they don't sing my favorite song, if I didn't get the raise on the job, I still got joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Said we need to sing unto God. Amen. Now, I can't sing too good, and Brother Homer lets you know that. Amen. So, you know, he gives me a hard time. Amen, but I love him. Amen. And so, but anyway, and he said, but you know, the prophet couldn't sing either. But there was something about it. Amen. It didn't come from just a something, but way down of its innermost being. Amen. Just to hear him sing. I'd rather hear him sing than all the trained voices there is in the world. Because I knew it come from the heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh, we need to sing. You know, so I'll just say, well, hit a key of Psalms. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. So we need to sing unto God. Amen. Sing unto Him. Amen. You know, we can be happy. We can have joy. We can have peace. Amen. In the midst of the storm. Amen. I think about Paul and Silas. There they were in jail. And it wasn't nothing like these jails we got today. Amen. Their feet were fastened in stocks and their hands, and they couldn't clap. But about the midnight hour, the Bible said they began to sing unto God. I don't know what they sung, but maybe they said, oh, victory. Victory today is mine. I know. Amen. Satan, get thee behind me, because victory today is mine. I woke up this morning. I didn't have no doubt. I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me, please. I got up singing and shouting the victory. I don't know what they were singing, but all of a sudden something happened. And I can see Papa God looking over the balcony of heaven. He said, come here, Gabriel, come here. Look at my boys down there. They're going through a trial. They've been beat. They've been warned not to preach in my name no more. But look at them. And God got to getting happy, got to stomping his feet. All of a sudden, you're talking about a jailhouse rock. Amen. The jailhouse door rocked open that night. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to sing praises unto Him. Amen. Hallelujah. When's the last time you just sung your way out of a trial? Amen. You sung your way out of when all hell is breaking forth. It seemed like they know your bucket ain't got no bottom in it. Just start singing the blessings of God down. Said, sing unto God. Sing praises. Extol means to glorify. Amen. I think sometimes we fail to give God the glory. Amen. I want to thank Him this morning for His goodness to me. I want to thank Him this morning for His mercy to me. I want to thank Him for His amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Amen. It's amazing grace that led me here to this message. Amen. You say, well, your mom and dad brought you up, but it was amazing grace. How sweet the sound. It was amazing grace to show me how I should live and conduct my life. Amen. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Through many toils, dangers, and snares. Amen. Grace has brought me safe this far, and grace will keep me. It'll lead me on. When we've been there 10,000 years, amen, we know less days to sing than when we first begun. I'm so glad for that. Amen. I want to give Him glory. I want to give Him honor. Amen. He deserves all the glory. Amen. We sang that song. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He does. Amen. Amen. He does miracles great. Amen. I'm looking at every... Brother Graham said, they said, come to him and said, I'd like to see a miracle. He said, you become one. The greatest miracle that you could become was God saving your soul. And you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh my... Oh, we must first, amen, say first believe that He is. That He is God. Amen. And that He can do the impossible. Amen. You got any rivers you can't seem to cross? You got any mountains you can't tunnel through? My God specializes in things thought impossible, and He can do what no other power can do. I'm here to tell you this morning, He can do what no other power can do. I can't take a heart and make it white like the snow again, but I know a man who can. Amen. I can't take a sinner and make him a saint, but I know a man who can. Some call Him Savior, the Redeemer of all men, but I call Him Jesus, for He's my closest friend. Hallelujah. Well, I rested a little bit last night, so I feel pretty good. David said, my springs are in the Lord. I feel like running through a troop and jumping over a high wall. Jeremiah said, I refrained. I said I wasn't going to speak His name anymore, but it's like fire shut up in my bones. Couldn't help it. Something, you know what the prophet of God on deep calleth the deep. When he says, turns around, he says, excuse me. Takes that handkerchief, says, excuse me for being a baby. But there's something that gets in me when I go to talking about Him. What about me and you, brothers and sisters? Amen. If there's something that gets in you when you go to talking about Him. Amen. Oh, Brother Gene, He comes a little close when you get to talking about Him. And you can feel His presence. All of a sudden something. Amen. We don't have to hop and jump and run off. But something about His presence. Amen. Just bathing in His presence. Hallelujah. Where we can lift our hands and begin to make love to Him. And He makes love back to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us this morning. Amen. Amen. It says, but without faith, it is impossible. Which faith is a revelation. It's impossible to please Him. I want to know that I know that I know. And I want a revelation of how I should live and how I should conduct my life. Because without that revelation, it's impossible to please Him. But if I got a revelation of how I should live and how I should act, then my life will please Him. That I could be like Enoch and take a walk one day and just walk on home with Him. Amen. I don't remember. I told this here before. You might have heard it. But there's two black sisters. And they was talking back and forth. They was at this one sister's house. And they began to talk, Brother Terry. And so that one of them said, well, it's getting late. I need to go home. She said, oh, don't leave. We're just having so much fun just talking about the good things of the Lord. She said, why don't you come and walk halfway home with me then? And so she walked and they was talking about the Lord and all that. And all of a sudden she said, look at here what I just went and done. I done walked all the way home with you. She said, come on in. That's all right. It's supper time. I believe that's what Enoch did one time. He had a walk with God and they began to talk and walk. And one day he said, Lord, look at here what I just done. I just walked on home with you. Amen. I believe that's what that bride's going to do. Amen. Just walk on home with Him. Amen. Believe that He is. And that he that comes to God must first believe that He is. That He is what? That He is God. And that He can do the impossible. Amen. That He can do what no other power can do. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now I looked up that word in Webster's dictionary. It means steady. Amen. I want to be steady. I may be slow, but I want to be steady and sure. Like somebody said, this is not a tortoise and hare race. Amen. You remember that story? The tortoise and the hare? The hare got out of the way of that tortoise. Amen. That tortoise was just steady. Amen. He didn't give up. Though the hare, and the hare thought, well, my, I can lay down and I can relax. This is not a relaxing age. This is not the time to lay down. This is not a time to compromise. It's not a time to give up. And before you know it, he went to sleep. Amen. And that's what a lot of people, they slowed down and they stopped to relax and they went to sleep. Amen. But that tortoise, amen, he was steady and he crossed the finish line. Before that hare, I want to make sure that I cross the finish line. Amen. There may be some that's more, that are more faster than I am, but that's all right. I'm going to be steady. Amen. Also, it means an earnest. Amen. An earnest, steady, earnest, steadfast. Also means an energetic application. I want to put everything I got into serving Him. Amen. I want to put everything I got. Amen. Say, God, I'm putting everything I got. When I preach, I want to put everything into it. When I say an amen, I want to put everything into it. Amen. Hallelujah. Diligently. Energetic. Hey, we go to ball games or whatever we do. We put everything we got into it. If not, we might as well stay home. Amen. We might as well not go. Amen. But hey, I already know who won. Amen. I've done read the back of the book. I'm glad that he tore back them pages of them seals and let me know my name was on the book. Hallelujah. Let me know. Amen. That I'm his. Hallelujah. And I was his before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. James 1:12 says it like this. Blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Amen. I want to endure like a good soldier. Amen. I believe today a lot of people don't really believe that God is, or they would live and conduct their lives a little bit different. Amen. If you really believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, then you would conduct your life a little bit different. You would say, God, here I am this morning. Amen. That brother don't have the idea what I have need of, but I'm coming here and I'm going to press my way through. Amen. When I don't feel like singing, that's when I'm going to sing. When I don't feel like shouting, that's when I'm going to shout. Amen. When I don't feel like clapping my hands, that's when I'm going to clap my hands. When I don't feel like standing up, that's when I'm going to stand up and say, praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew.
Amen. Hallelujah. When I don't feel like clapping, that's when I'm going to clap. When I don't feel like praising Him, that's when I'm going to defy gravitation and lift my hands. I don't have to wait for Brother Donnie to say it. I don't have to wait for Brother Louis to say it. I want to lift my hands and say, God, I thank You. God, I love You. God, I adore You.
I want to be like that brook. Amen. There's just something on the inside, just a pushing out. I can't help myself. I can't help being the way I am. I can't help doing the way I do. I can't help believing the way I believe. There's just something on the inside that says it's the truth. Amen. There's just something on the inside that says amen to the word. Amen. There's just something when I heard the prophet, amen. I might not understand everything. I might not know how to dot my I's and cross my T's, but I say amen. And if I'm faithful, if I walk in the light as He is in the light, as He is the light, walk, be faithful to walk in the light that He give me and keep on walking, then He'll give me more light to walk in.
Amen. And keep revealing. Get out of here. Amen. In a body change. That's what we're looking for. Amen. Like somebody said, they wasn't looking for a plane, for an airplane ride. They was looking for a plane air ride. Amen. They wasn't looking for no undertaker. They was looking for an upper taker. Hallelujah. They wasn't looking for no hole in the ground. They was looking for a hole in the sky. Amen. That's what I'm looking for.
He's a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. Amen. I know that He is. And that's why I want to conduct my life. Amen. Oh my. Because there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Amen. You know, and we used to sing that song, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Amen. Look with me. If you can, you don't have to turn to it. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. "Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not?" Amen. He said, "Has thou not known?" Amen. "Has thou not heard?" Amen. But we've heard and we know, amen, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Amen. Neither is weary. Amen. He's not weary. Amen. He don't faint. Amen. Or you may see somebody try to help you. They may faint along the way. They may get weary along the way. But my God never faints. He never gets weary. And He's always there to help. Amen. Amen. There's no searching of His understanding. Amen. There's no search. We can't, right, Brother Terry? Amen. And there's no search. The prophet of God said in the church age book, "Oh, once we get over there, He'll still be unfolding Himself throughout eternity." That's hard to comprehend. We can't comprehend with these little finite brains that we got. But Brother Charlie, we get over there and He's still going to be unfolding Himself. Hallelujah. Brother Jim, I can't wait. Hallelujah. To get over there and hear Him wait until see Him take His hands and wipe the tears from rising. Don't cry no more. Don't worry no more. It's all over. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Amen. It's real, brothers and sisters. Like I said last night when He went beyond the curtain of time, He said, "It's real." He said, "I can't be the same Brother Branham that He was." Amen. "I can't be the same one." Amen. "Once I got a hold of this." Amen. We can't be the same. Amen. There's got to be something different about us. Amen. Hallelujah. Search. There's no searching of His understanding. When you think you got everything figured out, you got it all wrong. Amen. Amen. Verse 29, "He giveth power to the faint." You faint this morning, He'll give you power. "And to them that have no might, He increases strength." You ain't got no might this morning, He'll increase your strength. Amen. Put your trust in God. Amen. "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Amen. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees. Amen. "Until in thy own good time, You'll answer my prayers." Amen. Abraham had to wait 25 years. But after over all that, amen, he probably got a little discouraged maybe. Come on, church. Amen. He probably got a little weary in the 25 years. Because when it first happened, he went to Sarah and said, "Sarah, you feel any different?" "No, I don't." "A year past, you feel?" "No, I don't." 25 years later. But after his commentary was wrote up, Brother Bram said he staggered not. Paul said he staggered not, but was strong through faith, giving glory to God, counting those things that were not as though they were. Whew. Amen. He's able to do that. Amen. Noah preached 120 years. Amen. Amen. And when he went in there, he didn't shut the door, but God shut the door. Amen. When God shuts the door, no man can open it. And when God opens the door, no man can shut it. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Amen. I'm so glad. Oh, well, there's still mercy. We need to cry out for mercy. Amen. But when God shuts the door, mercy, that's it. Oh, God, be merciful to me this morning. Amen. They waited. Amen. And not only wait, but I want to wait like this. I want to be like you got a waiter in a restaurant. And they're there to please you, whatever you want. Amen. And if they're a good waiter, you usually give them a pretty good tip. Amen. So I want to say, "God, what do You want for me this morning? What do You want me to do for You this morning?" Let me be of a, Brother Bram said, just do them a service. If He blesses you, don't bless you. Just do them a service. Amen. Like that little woman, Hill Fame. Seen him sitting over there in the corner. Now we invited him here this morning, didn't we? Let's not let him sit over in a corner with unwashing feet. Amen. But let us make him welcome in our worship, in our adoration, in our prayers. I don't want to, what did Brother Bradley, how he said it? I like how he said, Jesus. How the French call him Jesus with dirty feet. Oh my. Can you imagine? Sitting over there in the corner. I wonder where he's at this morning. He's sitting on the in the corner of your heart. Unwashing feet. You hadn't make him welcome. You ain't kissed him welcome. Oh, God, help me this morning to kiss you welcome this morning. Help me to make you welcome, Lord. I don't want you sitting over there in a corner, Lord God. But help me, Lord God, to make you welcome. Do him a service. Just whatever, Lord. Amen. Let him sit. I don't want him sit over in a corner with unwashing feet. I just want to do him a service. Help me, Lord. Amen. Isaiah 44:6 says it like this. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I'm the first and I'm the last. And besides me, there is no God. Amen. I'm the first and I'm the last. And besides me, there's no other. Amen. He's the only true God. Beside them, there's no other. Amen. Ain't nobody can take his place. Amen. I don't want nobody to take his place. There ain't a football game that can take his place. There ain't a nothing that can take his place. There ain't no nothing in this world that can take his place. He's God. Amen. Oh my, he's God this morning. Amen. You know, whatever you have need of, God can be that to you. I remember a brother said one time, Brother Charlie, he said that his car, he went somewhere and he barely made it back into his front yard and it shut down on him. He thought, my. He said, I didn't have no money. And he began to say, Lord, I need a mechanic. I need a mechanic. Hey man, you know what happened? The next day he went out in his car, cranked it up, and he said he drove that car to the... It finally had to trade it off or get a new one. Hey man, he became a mechanic to that brother. That brother had a need of a mechanic, and God became a mechanic. Whatever you have need of this morning, he can become. What if you need a healer this morning? He's a healer. If you need a deliverer this morning, he's a deliverer. If you need a mechanic, he's a mechanic. Amen. Whatever you have need of, he's that and more. Amen. Jehovah, he who was and is to come. He told Moses, I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. Amen. I'm the God of Joseph. I'm that God. And Moses said, who shall I tell him? Send me. He said, tell him I am that I am. Not I shall be, not I will be, but I am that I am. I am your provider. I am your healer. I am whatever you have need of. Brother Branham said like this, Jehovah the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. He's always. Lord to be. He is all powerful. I am who I am, or I will be who I will be. That's who he is. Amen. Now let's just look at some of these quickly. He's Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Abraham said it like this in Genesis 22:14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said, to this day, in the mouth of the Lord, it shall be seen. What Jehovah Jireh mean? The Lord will provide. Amen. The Lord will provide for himself. I can see Abraham. Amen. And I just got through listening to that series, Jehovah Jireh series. In Grass Valley, Brother Bram said what he was to Abraham, he is to his seed. Amen. Not his natural seed, but to the royal seed of Abraham. And I'm the royal seed of Abraham. And whatever he was for Abraham, he's for me. Amen. If he was a provider for Abraham, he's a provider for me. If he was a deliverer for Abraham, he's a deliverer to me. Hallelujah. Amen. I can see Abraham. Amen. The Bible said, and Brother Brown said, a man could walk about, he said, we got gasoline feet. Amen. He said, he could walk about maybe 30 miles a day. You know, a good 30 miles a day. And he said, well, hey, after it'd been 3 days, he could still, 3 days journey, he still didn't see that mountain afar off. So he said, it was a long ways back there out in the wilderness. Nobody ever went. Abraham and Isaac, and he told his servants when they got to the foot of the mountain, said, you stay here. Me and the boys going up the top of the mountain worship the Lord, and me and the boys shall return. Amen. We are going up there to worship, and we are going to return. How's it going to be, Abraham? I don't know. All I know is God said so. Amen. All I know is God said, through Isaac, I become a father of nations. Amen. All I know is God said so. Amen. On their way up there. Amen. And Isaac looked around. He had the wood, the fire, and all these other things. He said, where's the ram? Steady, my son. God's able to provide. Amen. God's able to provide. Amen. When he got up there, you know, he bound Isaac, bound him to that altar, tied his hands, his feet, drew back that knife. All of a sudden, the angel grabbed his hand and said, hold on, Abraham. I know now that you love me. And he ain't going to hold nothing from me, not even your only son. And all of a sudden, they heard something in the back. Amen. He said, where, brother? I said, where did he get there? Amen. How did he get there? Out of the way of no civilization, up there on top of the mountain. Amen. What was it? God provided. Hallelujah. And he's still that same God. Amen. He told blind Bartimaeus. You remember the story. When they said, blind Bartimaeus, where are you going? He said, I promised the Lord that if he'd heal my daughter, I'd sell these turtle doves. He said, that's how you make your living. He said, we'll give you some. He said, I didn't promise God any turtle doves. I promised him these turtle doves. And if I give him these, he's able to provide. He's Jehovah Jireh. Then his wife got sick. He promised God his sin I lamb. Where are you going, blind Bartimaeus? To offer this lamb. Said, that's your eyes. Said, we'll give you a lamb. I didn't promise God any lamb. I promised him this lamb. You know, I don't know how long it went, amen, but God is still Jehovah Jireh. Amen. I don't know how long you've been suffering this morning, amen, but he's still Jehovah Jireh. Amen. He's still a God that can heal. He's still a God that can provide. Amen. And all of a sudden one day, amen, there was some noise going on. Blind Bartimaeus said, what mean is all this noise? I said, well, that's Jesus. Amen. A Nazareth. He's passing by. And blind Bartimaeus began to scream, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Brother Bram said he was probably from here. You know, he said how he could probably never heard his voice, but he felt his faith. And the Bible says, and Jesus stood still. Amen. Jesus stood still. Like that woman in Memphis. Amen. She made that plane stand still. Amen. He's still the same God, and we can make him stand still this morning. Said he's passing this way. And he called for him. Amen. They tell me, the Bible says that he had a garment, casting his garment aside. Amen. That garment, they tell me, history says, states that that garment, whatever kind of garment they had, would kind of predicted or what notified what kind of maybe a disease or whatever was wrong with him. Well, that garment noted that he was blind, like a walking cane, white stick. And so casting a garment aside, said he called, because he knew he wasn't going to need that garment no more. Amen. Jehovah Jireh had provided him some eyesight. Hallelujah. He's still that today. Amen. If you ain't got no eyesight, he can provide that. If you ain't got no eyesight spiritually, he can provide it. He's a dissolver of doubts. You got a doubt about this message, he's a dissolver this morning. Of doubts. Amen. Moses said, you know, he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. We look at Exodus 15:26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken, there's that word diligently again, hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. To restore, to heal, to cure our physician. He's the great physician. When the doctor said we've done all that we can do, he's the great physician. Amen. Isaiah 53:4-5 says that surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him smitten, stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded for my transgressions. I transgressed, Brother Jim, but he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. Iniquities, knowing to do something and don't do it. He was bruised. Amen, Brother Lance, for my iniquities. Hallelujah. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Amen. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. He's a God that he kept the children of Israel. Amen. Their shoes didn't wear out. You can't buy a good pair of shoes from Walmart without them wearing out. But their shoes, amen, 40 years they didn't wear out. That's some pretty good shoes. Their clothes didn't wear out. That's some pretty good clothes. Amen. Amen. Oh, Dillard's and all them ain't got nothing on them clothes today. Because he was their provider. He was their healer. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? He said, oh, if you'll diligently seek me, if you'll diligently obey my voice. Amen. He said, I won't put none of these diseases upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. Amen. Oh, there's diseases in the world today that the doctors don't even, they just call it a virus. Amen. Or whatever. They don't even know what it is. Amen. But if we're faithful, and well, I believe we can be kept from them things. Amen. If we're faithful, he's a God that heals. He's still Jehovah Rapha this morning. Hey, he bore my sins. He bore my sorrows. He carried my, amen, my sins back to the pits of hell from which I should have went there. You should have went there. But he went there in my place. Whew. Amen. He's Jehovah Nissi. Moses in Exodus 17:15. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, which means the Lord is my banner. Amen. You see them on week game day, on the weekends. Everybody running with their banners. Their team. Amen. His banner over me is love. Hallelujah. I'm glad that his banner over me is love. Amen. What else is it? It's an ensign. Amen. Distinguished from all others. It's a sign that we have the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. You know, they kept Moses' hands lifted up. Amen. I want to keep the hands. Amen. Lifted up. Amen. David said the lifting up of my hands is as an evening sacrifice. Hallelujah. It's the sign that we got the assured. His banner over us is love. Amen. Hallelujah. He's still Jehovah Nissi. Amen. I want my banner flying high. Whose team I'm on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want them to know. I want the world. Hey, they're taking a stand today. They're making fun of us and all that stuff and all this and coming out of a closet and doing this. It's about time we take a stand. I'm a Christian. I've been born again. I've been set free. I believe the message of Malachi 4. Amen. Leviticus 20, chapter 20, verse 7. Jehovah Makadish. Amen. Moses said, sanctify yourselves therefore and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. The Lord that sanctifies. Hallelujah. Sanctify means to set apart or separate. Amen. He sanctified us. Set us apart. Amen. Oh, I like how Brother Bram described it so many times. He said, you pick up a dirty glass out of the chicken yard. That's like justification. You picked it up, but it's dirty. You got to get it all cleaned up. Amen. And that's sanctified. And then it's set apart for service. But it ain't put into service yet until it's filled up. Amen. And you drink that cup, you know, and you drink it all the way. Then it's empty. Then you got to get a refilling. Amen. It's the same way. He picked us up. He justified us. He sanctified us. He set us apart. We become separate to the things of the world. We become separate within our own selves. We become an oddball to our own selves, the prophet of God said. Set us apart. He sanctified us. Amen. Then he filled us up. Amen. And every now and then, Amen. The pressures of life. Amen. Just the pressures of everyday living. We get drained. And every now and then we need to get a refilling. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Amen. And they went out and they was preaching and testifying and preaching about the Lord and baptizing. And many of them were being converted. About Acts 4, they was back up in that upper room praying, saying, God, you see the threatenings of them people, how they beat us, how they told us not to, and how they killed some of us, how they told us not to preach in your name no more. And the Bible says the place where they were assembled was shooken, and they were all filled. It was birthed in the second chapter, but in Acts 4, they got a refilling. Amen. And the Bible says they went out and began to preach the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. Amen. I need a refilling so I can go out, Brother Terry, and begin to preach and live with boldness. Amen. I need a refilling every now and then. Amen. I'm recharging another battery. Oh my. John 17:7 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. The word of God is the only thing to keep me sanctified. That's why I gotta listen to them tapes. That's why I gotta read my Bible. Amen. Oh, the prophet said, God said, they asked him a question. He said, Brother Bram, how do I get closer to God? How do I get closer, deeper in the love of God? Whew. You thought it's going to be something real mysterious. Learn the seals. Know all the thunders. He said, read your Bible and pray every day. Simple. But that's a hard thing to do. The devil knows that if we read our Bible and pray every day, that we get closer to him. Amen. And we get closer to God. Amen. We'll get closer. The devil knows that, and he tries to make it busy, make it we're too tired at night, too tired, and we get up and we have to rush out in the morning, go to our job. He makes it that way. But we can just overcome them things. Said to God, here I am. I'm praying. Your prophet said if I read my Bible and pray every day that I can get closer to you. That's a promise he gave to me. So Lord, I'm going to, with all my heart and every effort I got, I'm going to try to read my Bible and pray every day. Amen. Because the closer I get, amen, I feel that change coming on. Amen. I'm eating my way into a body change. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God is this morning. What do you have need of this morning? God is whatever you have need of. You need a healer. You need a deliverer. You need somebody that can sanctify you. I tell you, my God can sanctify you. He can clean you up and set you apart from the things of the world. To the world becomes dead to you. Hallelujah. I want to become so dead to me. Amen. You remember many times, even Brother Billy Paul gives testimonies. Brother Bramman said it, but many times it'd be in a restaurant. Brother Bramman said, did you hear that song? Brother said, no, what song? He said, them things have become, God help me. Amen. Because, you know, the more you put into, you know, like young children growing up. And I got grandkids, my son here, my daughter, you know, try to raise them right and do everything. Because the things that you put in them today, you'll have to turn around and take out of them tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said they went by somewhere one time and they said they had a t-shirt that said the Duke on there. He said, who's the Duke? Said, you don't know who the Duke is? You know, John Wayne, they called him the Duke. He said, no, he never held no revivals for me. So I sure don't know who he is. Amen. And the more you put into him, that you have to turn around and take it. It's better that we never stepped on a football field. It's better that we never heard a rock and roll song. It's better that we never watched Deacon television. Because like Brother Terry said Wednesday night, I have a hard time, this chip in you know, my brain, getting it all out. Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do. And the things I wish I could do, I don't do it. Amen. I try to do good, evil's present. Oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, but we got a promise. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we keep on? Amen. He's Jehovah Shalom. Gideon said it like this in Judges 6:24. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom unto this day. It is yet in, and you see them words there. Hallelujah. Which means the Lord our peace. Amen. He's our peace this morning. And I look at what we preached last night, perilous times. And I thought, my, what a good time to come back and say, He is our peace in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of all the turmoil. He still is our peace. Amen. He's still, amen. Amen, Brother Harry. He's still our hiding place. Amen. I'm sheltered in the arms of Almighty God. Let the storm clouds rise. Let the dark winds blow and all that. I'm sheltered in the arms of God. I'm sheltered in His arms. Paul said in Galatians 5:22 is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Peace. Peace be with you. My brother Bram said, Shalom, church. 1964. Shalom. Right before he left the scene. Oh God. Bride, we got peace. We see all these things happening. Why should we get worried? Hey, we was taught. It was spoken. These things were to come upon us. But we as a bride of Christ can have peace in the midst of the trial. In the midst of the storm, we can have a surety that God is still there. Hallelujah, that God is still there. Amen. Psalms 23 verse 1. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's Jehovah Raha. The Lord is my shepherd. What's a shepherd? One to feed or lead. I'm glad I want Him to be my shepherd, to feed me. Amen. Feed me, Lord, feed me. I'm hungry and I want to be fed. Lord, would you feed me, Lord? I pray for my pastor, Brother Homer. You pray for your brother Don. He said, Lord, they don't know what I have need of. They know that I need to be, you know that I need to be fed. So you speak to them and may they come out and speak to me that I can be fed. To feed or lead, He's a great leader. To pastor, amen. He'll pastor us, amen. It also means a companion. Oh, I'm glad that I got a companion like Him. Amen, a friend. Amen, He's my friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege to carry all our needs to Him in prayer. How much peace we often forfeit. All because we don't carry everything to Him in prayer. Amen. He's our friend. Amen. A friend. The Bible says you want friends, you must show yourself friendly. But there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And that's Him. He said, my sheep know my voice. You said, you sure He's our shepherd? Yeah. You sure He's got the credentials to be our shepherd? Can I just read you something real quick that I thought was real good? This guy penned. And you'll see if he has the credentials or not. He said, look up at a star-studded sky and remember that at least 250 million times 250 million of such bodies, each larger than our sun, one of the smallest of the stars, has been scattered across the vast spaces of the universe by His hand. He said, I recall the planet Earth, which is my temporary home for a few short years. It's so minute a speck of matter in space that if it was possible to transport our most powerful telescope to our nearest neighboring star, Alpha Centauri, and look back this way, the Earth could not be seen. Even with the aid of that powerful instrument, all this is a bit humbling. It drains the ego from a man and puts things in proper perspective. Whew. That's my God. Hallelujah. It says, it makes me see myself as a mere matter, a material in an enormous universe. Yet the staggering fact remains that Christ, the creator of such an enormous universe of overwhelming magnitude, designs to call Himself my shepherd. Amen. And invites me to consider myself His sheep, His special object of affection and attention. Who better can care for me by the same... He said, who better can care for me? He built all this. He said, you look up and said, all them stars larger than the sun, larger than our planet Earth that we live on. He said, you take a most powerful telescope, go to the nearest our nearest neighboring star and look back. He said, it can't be seen. And all this He created by His hand, by His word, by His mouth. And then He chose to say, I am your shepherd. Why don't you come and be my sheep? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. He said, by the same sort of process, pick up a handful of dirt, either beside the road or out in your backyard. Put it under an electron microscope. He said, I'm astounded to find it become. It teems with billions and billions of microorganisms. Many of them so complex in their own peculiar structure that even a fraction of their functions in the earth are not yet properly understood. Yet Christ made all this and set laws in order, you know, and all that, which are beyond the finite man, our mind. He done all this. And then David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's my shepherd this morning. God is my shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh my. He's Jehovah Tiskadu. The Lord is our righteousness. Amen. Paul said it like this in 2 Corinthians 5:21. He became me that I might become him by grace. Hallelujah. Not my righteousness. The Bible says my righteousness is as filthy rags in his sight. But the best I could do, Brother Harry, it stinks in his sight. But let me be wrapped in his righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Tiskadu. Behold, Jeremiah 22:5 says it like this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I'll raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. He's Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Amen. Ezekiel 48:35. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the same name of the city from that day shall be called the Lord is there. Amen. The Lord is there. And if you got him in you and you came this morning, the Lord is here. What did Peter say up on the mount? He said it was good for us to be here. It was good for us to be here today. Amen. The Lord is there. Amen. Oh my. David said it like this. Psalm 46:1, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. You remember the prophet told that story that he didn't think he could get lost in the woods. But he found out he wasn't no God after all. And he went around in a circle. Round in a circle. Said he was walking what the Indians call a death walk. But then he kept hearing something. I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. I'm a very present help. He's still there. He was there all the time, waiting patiently. Who moved? I did. Not him. You moved out of your place. But he's God. He's a present help. Amen. He can supply our needs. He's omnipotent, all powerful. That's who he is this morning. He's omnipresent. God is everywhere. Hallelujah. He's omnipotent, all knowing. Hallelujah. God is merciful. When nobody else wants to be merciful, he's merciful. Amen. Hallelujah. When nobody else wants to give you the time of day, God is merciful. Amen. When nobody else cares about you, God is merciful. Amen. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. Oh, your job may not be faithful this morning. This may not. Our president sure ain't faithful. Amen. But I tell you one that's faithful. He said, I'd be there. I'll be not even with you, but I'll be even in you to the end of the world. Amen. He's faithful. Amen. He said, we're two or three gathered together in my name, there I'll be in the midst. He's faithful. He's here this morning. He's faithful. Amen. I'm glad. He's merciful. He's faithful. He's wise. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's our Father. Amen. The Bible said And the disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. They said, when you come, pray like this. He said, our Father, which art in heaven. You know, he's our Father this morning, Brother Jim. You know, in the natural, maybe some of you sitting out there, I don't know, you might have not had a father in the natural, but you got one this morning. Oh, and I remember when the children growing up, you know, being their dad, and you come home from a hard day's work, and Dad, can you do this? Dad, can you... And you just, I don't want to be bothered. I had a hard day on the job. My head's hurting and all that. But he's not like that. We can come to him this morning and say, Papa God, I got a need. Papa God, I need you this morning. I'm going through a trial that I can't handle. I'm going through a battle and I'm at my wit's end. Papa God. He said, I'm here, son. I'm here, daughter. Whatever you have need of, I'm here. I'm Jehovah Jireh to provide. I'm Jehovah Ra. I'm all these things to you. I'm your provider. Let me read you something real quick. And then we'll try to close. Amen. Let me read you a couple of these. Two more things. That'd be all right. Yes, amen. Let me read you some of these quotes. Then I got one more thing. Then we'll close. He said, Jehovah Jireh. This is Brother Brown. Jehovah Jireh, which was God's first redemptive name. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide a sacrifice. Now he was Jehovah Jireh. He was Jehovah Rapha, Nisi, and on down the like that. He had seven compound redemptive names. And substitutionary to human life took a lamb and offered up as the provided sacrifice. That in Isaac all the nations would be blessed. And through Isaac came out Christ. And we being dead in Christ take on Abraham's seed and our heirs according to the promise. There you are. And that brings not in our bodies. We are Gentiles in our bodies. We are sinners in our bodies. But in our souls, being born again with the same spirit was upon faithful Abraham. That strain down in there makes us want to trust God. But the body gets scared. But we're just like Abraham. Oh, our body gets scared. But Lord, I'm putting my trust in you. I know what the doctor said, but Lord, my trust is in your word. I know what this, but my, I know what it looks like on the, to the world, all the economics in the world, political situation, all that. But Lord, I'm trusting you. Hallelujah. Again, he says, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. Now, Jehovah in the Old Testament appears in the human race in a seven compound relative names. That he was going to be to the people. He appeared first as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide a sacrifice. Second, he appeared as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. Jehovah Manasseh, Jehovah our banner, Jehovah seven compound redemptive names that appears to the human race as of the all-sufficient provider for everything that we have need of from the beginning to the end. Now last night we were speaking on Abraham. We left him where God appeared to him in the name of Almighty God. And in the Hebrew word was used the word El Shaddai, which means the breast or the breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the strong one, the life-giver. And we gave the illustration last night as the breasted one. When we're all frustrated and we're getting kind of crazy, he's El Shaddai. I don't know if they got a better way of pronouncing it, El Shaddai, but I like how the prophet said it, El Shaddai. We said, you hear that song, and I like that song. El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Oh my. Age to age, he's still the same. Amen, he's still the same. He's El Shaddai. Hallelujah, he's still that strong-breasted one. Amen. If we need strength, we can nurse from the breast of Almighty God. Again, he says, using the word of Jehovah Jireh tonight as a way of a text. And Jehovah Jireh is one of God's seven compound redemptive names. Now, Jehovah appears in the Old Testament as seven compound redemptive names. And those names are Jehovah's attitude towards his people. Hallelujah. What's his attitude? I'm a healer. Hallelujah. You know, you can't worship God as good as you can, sick as, amen. If you're not feeling well in body, you can't worship good as you were if you was well. But he's our provider. He's our healer. That's what he thinks, his attitude towards his people. He's our healer. He's our provider. He's our peace, Brother Jim. He's everything to us. He's everything. He's my mama. He's my daddy. He's my brother. He's my sister. Each one expresses what Jehovah is to his people. Amen. I'll read this to you, then we'll close. Let's stand together as I read this. And I've heard this. You might have heard it years ago, and I heard it years ago, but I just thought it fit in right here. I might not do it good as that brother did it, but hey, I'll try my best. It's called My King. He's king. Was born a king. The Bible says he's a seven-way king. He's the king of the Jews. That's a national king, racial king. He's the king of Israel. That's a national king. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings, and he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. Well, I wonder if you know him. Do you know him? Don't try to mislead me. Do you know my king? Do you know him this morning? Amen. David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament the show of his handiwork. My King is the only one whom that no means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supplies. No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessings. Well, he's enduring strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immorally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. That's my King. Amen. He's God's Son. He's the sinner Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in himself. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem in high criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. That's my King. He's the miracle of the aged. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. Well, he's the only one able to supply all of our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He's the Son of God and he died. He heals the sick. He cleans the leper. He forgives the sinners. He discharges the debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. He beautifies the meek. Do you know him? Well, he's my King. He's the King of knowledge, the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the head of heroes. He's the leader of legislators. He's the governor. He's the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of governors. Amen. He's the Prince of Princes. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's my King. That's my King. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Well, I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. Amen. He's indescribable. Amen. I'm trying to tell you that the heavens of heavens cannot contain him, let alone a man explain him. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off your hands. And you can't outlive him. And you can't live without him. That's my King. Well, Pharisee couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find no fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get three testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's my King. Amen. Herod couldn't stop him. The grave couldn't hold him. Death couldn't keep him. And one of these days, it ain't going to keep us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to Canaan land. Hallelujah. Amen. He always has been. He always will be. I'm talking about he has no predecessor and he has no successor. There was nobody before him and there'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. That's my King. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Well, all the power belongs to my King. We're all around here talking about black power, white power, green power, but it's God's power. Thine is the power and the glory. We're trying to get prestige and honor and glory for ourselves, but the glory is all his. Yes, there, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. How long was that? And ever and ever and ever. When you get through with all the forevers, then amen. That's my King. Hallelujah. Let's sing. You know that song, El Shaddai? Y'all know it? Y'all don't know it? Amen. That's all right. I don't know it either. But amen. That's all right. Sing something. Amen. Let's just worship God. Amen. Before we go. Hallelujah. You love Him? God is. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you have need of this morning, He can supply that need. Amen. You know that song? Amen. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. You know, amen. Mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. You know that one? Let's sing that one there.
You know that?
Amen.
Well, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way.
Yes.
To Canaan's land. I'm on my way. Praise God,
I'm on my way.
Yes, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Oh, I'm on my way, Canaan's land. I'm on my way, Canaan's land. I'm on my way. Praise God,
I'm on my way. Hinder me.
If you don't go, won't hinder me. If you don't go, won't hinder me. I'm on my way. Praise God,
I'm on my way. Hallelujah.
I'm on my way. Canaan's land.
My wife was watching last night. She said, David, you sure did look tired. You know, I said, well, you know, I'm fixing to be 56, which, you know, that ain't very old compared to some. But you know what? I said, I hadn't been working too much for about a year, and I just got a job and about a month ago. I've been working about 40 hours a week, so, and then come out here and all that. But you know what? Something happened. I don't know what happened during the night last night, but I got a hold of some of that new wine. Hallelujah. Something happened. Amen. I feel like Day David said, running through a droop and drumming over a high wall. Amen. I like what Brother Branham said about that man that time when they asked him to come preach, you know. Said the first night when he went there, he said God came around the Pentecostal group and they brought that 90-year-old black man out there. White ring of hair, and he said, my. Said, I feel kind of sorry for him. Said, why didn't they get some of them young ones to preach? All of a sudden, he stepped back, said he didn't take on what was going down on earth. He took, where were you at, Job? Amen. Before the foundations of earth were laid, where was you at? He brought him over the horizontal rainbow. He jumped up, clicked his heels together, danced off that platform, said, you ain't got enough room up here for me to preach. Said he had more room than I, you know, and he said, my. He said, if that'd get on an old man like that, what would it do if he got on a young man? And brothers and sisters, I believe this bride is coming into that. Amen. That one of these days, we'll walk out of here in a body change. Amen. Let's sing it again. I'm on my way.
Well, if you don't go, won't hinder me. If you don't go, won't hinder me. If you don't go, won't hinder me. I'm on my way. Praise God, I'm on my way. Well, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. 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 I'm on my way. Praise God. I'm on my way.
Have you enjoyed the word of the Lord this morning? Brother David, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Certainly blessed our hearts here today. Amen. We just appreciate you. You don't have to come back real soon, buddy. God bless you. Brother Joseph, you bring him back. Will you do that? All right. Let's sing a little bit more of this song this morning. But let's change it and sing, He is our peace. Let's sing that He is our peace. As you get ready to go, shake hands with somebody. God bless you. Service Wednesday night. Brother David, I believe this sister, did he pray for Sister Joanne? He already prayed for her. All right. God bless you as you're dismissed this morning. Let's sing it as we go. He is our peace, who has broken down every wall. He is our peace. He is our peace. He is our peace, who's broken down every wall. All your tears on Him, for